Bill, what'd you think about what Clowney said about Bortles?
You know, I didn't really, I just heard about that. You know, look, Blake played a good game, did a good job. You know, I think, in the locker room, things are said, you know, it's a locker room. So, Blake did a real good job yesterday. He's had a real good season.
Bill, do you have an update on Nick Martin?
No.
Is there a chance Savage could miss the rest of the season?
Yes. There's a chance.
Okay, chance. Is he just waiting to see if he can pass the rest of the
Absolutely.
Program?
Okay. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Because y'all got beat so bad, there's more stories about your job. You can quit. You can walk away.
I will never quit as the head football coach of the Houston Texans. Ever.
Why do you think these things happened in the last year and the year before? Why do you think these things?
No idea. No idea. Why do you think they happen? Well, I neither do I. I mean, all I'm worried about is this team, Mark. All I'm worried about is this team and this coaching staff. That's really all I really care about.
Does this make your job harder when this stuff keeps swirling around?
Not really. You know, I'm in there grinding, watching tape. You know, I've got to come in here and answer the questions. And like I said, I'll never resign as the head football coach of the Houston Texans. So, you know, that's basically where that's at. And I don't know where these – whatever. I didn't even read the story. Was told about it a little bit. So I'm not sure where they come from. I think probably the best thing to do would be to ask the person who wrote it. Wouldn't that be the smartest thing to do? To ask the person who wrote it where they get their info.
Source.
Well, why don't you know, what is a source? You know, well, what is your source? You know, it's I don't know where those things come from.
Talk about your relationship with Rick before. How is that right now?
Good relationship.
Does it bother you that you have to come in here and keep answering these questions?
No. I mean, this is part of my job to do this. You know, I don't see it any other way. I, you know, part of my job is to come in here. I think it's 5 days a week and talk to you guys.
Last week, you definitely want to be back. You still want to be back.
Like I said, I will never resign as the head football coach of the Houston Texans.
Or would you like to be back?
Like I said, you asked me, it's going back to your first question. You said, like, you could quit. Not a quitter. I was raised in a family that believed in family, faith, education, and never quit. So I never will.
Bill, how hopeful are you that as the season plays out, you'll get an extension to be here?
That's up to Bob. That's not up to me, Mark.
I understand that. But
I don't get into the hopeful. I don't get into that. That's up to one guy. I have no control over that.
But when you look at where you are right now as a football team, you know you have to let the Steelers after what just happened yesterday.
Right.
In
you just got to go back to work. You know, it's actually, you know, it's a little bit longer relative to a normal week, you know, because the game's on Monday. But we just have to go back to work on Wednesday and figure it out. I don't have anything definitive. It's an ankle injury. But relative to timeout and all those things, I don't know that yet, Aaron. As soon as I do, I'll try to get you that information as soon as I do.
Bill, does anything change as you guys prepare this week and you have a showing like yesterday? Do you approach the week differently, or is it just the same this week as it will be in the other?
I think the schedule will change a little bit, you know, because, you know, it's Christmas on Monday. Obviously, we're playing on Monday, and, you know, so we'll work Wednesday through Saturday. And then we'll give the players Christmas Eve off so that they can spend that time with their families, and then we'll come back to the stadium on Monday morning and you know, have meetings and get ready to go.
After watching this game, what was the one thing that you were most disappointed in yesterday?
You know, just like I said after the game, I mean, I think we just didn't, you know, offensively couldn't convert on third down. I thought we gave up a lot of X plays, meaning, you know, big pass plays on defense. Just didn't have a good combination of rush and coverage and, and then special teams gave up some punt returns, you know, had penalties like you pointed out, you know, you're right about that, you know. So just, you know, just they did a great job and we did not do a good job.
What's it like? I think this is the first time you haven't been in a playoff race since you came to the NFL. What's it like coaching in this situation?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's football, John. Like I said yesterday, I think that, you know, when you're a coach, I think that, you know, if you think you're going to go through your whole career as a football coach, especially as a head coach, and never experience a year like this, I think if you look through the history of, you know, all the coaching staffs in this league that have been successful, I don't think you could point to one staff and say that staff was always going to Super Bowls. So I think you go through this and you learn from it, and you try to do better the next time.
You learned anything so far?
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of – you're always learning about yourself in these situations, you know, what you can do better, how you can coach better, how you can game plan better. You're always learning about yourself.
Is the approach for the last two games being out of the race different than when you're in a race?
No, this is pro football. I mean, look, you're not in the playoff race, clearly. I mean, but this is professional football, and you show up to work, and you put the time in, you prepare, you practice, and then you go out and be as competitive as you can possibly be.
Do you know what a catch is?
Yeah, no, I saw the game last night. You know, that's the rule, though, in the NFL. Now, that's not the rule in college or high school, but you have to survive the ground, and that's the rule. And so, you know, they determined that Jesse, you know, that his catch didn't survive the ground. And you know, again, like, I don't, you know, I don't think it really matters what I think, you know, but I do think that, I definitely don't think it really matters what I think, but I do think that if it's a catch in the backyard, in high school, in college, and then all of a sudden you get to the NFL and it's not a catch, there's something that we have to look at there, but I don't think it's going back. You know, I don't think it'll be reversed back to what it used to be. So it's not really – doesn't really matter about my opinion on it.
We care about your opinion.
No, I know. I do. I love talking football with you guys. You know, the other stuff I can't stand talking about. But the football, I love talking with you. And I just don't understand, you know, we understand the rule. We know what a catch is. I mean, you look at DeAndre Hopkins. It's clear that we understand the rule with some of the catches that he has to make. And how he has to control. Like, look at the touchdown catch he had yesterday. What an incredible catch. I mean, in a brutal, terrible game for us, that was a great catch that he got his hand underneath and controlled it. That catch survived the ground, and it was a full-out dive for the catch. So, you know, and I know the Steelers know the rule. I mean, I know they do. But that's the rule. But, and so that's it's tough.
You guys haven't lost a catch on that rule, have you?
That's a good question, John. I don't. That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think so. I'd have to go back and check that for you, though.
So how did Julian do out there when he had?
He did okay. You know, he's young. He's been injured. He's going to be good. He's a great kid. Very focused guy. He did okay. It was some good, some not so good. And he was blocking on some real good guys. So I think it'll be a good experience for him.
See him being out there again if Jeff can't go.
Oh, yeah. Jules will be involved, yep.
So what do you want to see this week as your team takes the field? I mean, what do you want to see from the guys this week?
We got to play better. You know, it's not a matter of effort. You know, I just went through the tape. I looked at it real close. These guys are playing hard. Like, there's no – it's just a matter of, you know, execution and, you know, better play calls and just trying to do a better job, you know. But I just want – I want them to continue to be who they are, which they're tough. You know, they're competitive guys, and they have a lot of pride, and I just want them to continue to play hard.
You think Hopkins deserves, of course, to be in the Pro Bowl? What about being first-team All-Pro?
I think so. I don't think there's any doubt about – what's that? Yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, this guy, the type of year he's had, you know, with different quarterbacks, the catches that he's made. I mean, just look at his third-down production. You know, the touchdown catch, I believe, was third down. It was third and 10. I mean, just his third down production relative to all the other catches he makes. I mean, you know, I think he's the best receiver in the league. He's big. He's strong. He's got great ability on the sideline. He's such a great competitor on Sundays. He wants the ball. He wants the ball thrown to him. Yeah, and there's no doubt that I think he should be whatever that is. I think the Pro Bowl is – whatever that is, the all-pro team, you know, the all-22 team, that's the one that I look at, and that's the one he should be on, no doubt about it.
Playing better than any time since you've been here.
I mean, he's played well for us, John. I mean, he, you know, it's hard. I would say, you know, he gets, I guess I would say that, yeah, if it's probably hard to imagine, but he gets better and better every year. There's no doubt about that. So, yeah, I guess maybe the answer is yes, but he's played very at a very high level for us.
What about some postseason honors for Jadeveon? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this guy, you know, he's playing hard. He's banged up. He's making a lot of plays for us. He's an impactful player. You know, he's become a leader. So, yeah, no, there's no doubt that I think he should be up for whatever those awards are.
Besides Tom or any of the other guys, out of the protocol, or is everyone still in it that was in it?
I would know better about that on Wednesday. I don't know enough right now to tell you right now. I would know better about that on Wednesday.
Some of the losses you guys have had, you finished the game strong. I'm talking about back in with Atlanta and Miami a couple of seasons ago, and this game it wasn't the case. What was the difference? And, you know, going forward after a loss like that, do you take a look back? Is there anything that you can build off of in a loss like this?
There's really not too much you can build off of other than the fact that I do know that our guys, just from watching the tape, that our guys played very hard the whole game. But there's nothing to really build off of that type of game. But, you know, look, I don't know. I mean, it was all three phases. There was, you know, we just didn't play a good game at all. You know, so whether it was finished strong or, I mean, we didn't start well, we didn't finish. I mean, we didn't do anything well. So, you know, that would be the answer to that.
Why do you think the running game is cratered lately? Where it is now?
What's that?
What do you think the running game is and where it is now?
Yeah, you know, we try different schemes. Sometimes maybe we got to look at other schemes. Sometimes it's technique. Just got to try to do a better job, Aaron.
Did you get a chance to talk to O'Leary?
No, I heard he was there, and I didn't. Then I came out there, and he had gone upstairs, so no, I didn't see him.